Brent Boss. This won't take too long. Looks like we got deals and everything worked out. For audience, could you give us sort of a summary of what all you folks agreed to, the big things you agreed to this evening?
Well, the most critical was a delay in the increase in premiums for employers for the unemployment compensation fund. If we had taken no action, we would have about $325 million of increased premium taxes this year for employers at the worst possible time for an increase of that magnitude. So the agreement to delay that for a year is critical. It's one of the things that we started the session saying we must have this year, and we count that as another Republican success for the session.
What about the issue of schools? I know that was an issue about giving them flexibility to transfer money from their capital fund, operational expenses. It didn't seem anything really changed all that much. The schools may have got just a little bit more flexibility, but not a whole lot.
Yeah, this was essentially the deal that was struck last week, last Thursday, before we embarked on the speaker's eight-day frolic here to try to get some additional big labor language in these bills, and that is that school corporations can access 5% of their capital levy without any strings attached whatsoever. They can also access a higher amount, 10% of their capital levy, if they are willing to freeze all salary increases, with a few exceptions for all school personnel. And that, again, we hope as Republicans to retain teachers. That's the most important thing. Cut administration, other expenditures, but in the classroom we really hope to retain the teacher, and that's what this program will ultimately do.
I think that you guys are getting stuck on an issue down in southwestern Indiana, Warrick County, a sales tax increment financing district to build a museum and an aquarium. Did that really have anything to do with anything globally, or
no? I think we were here for the last 48 hours solely based on that issue in Warrick County for Representative Russ Stilwell. Really, the last 8 days, however, have all been about the speaker essentially holding the whole process hostage for a big labor language that he desired to insert in these bills, with a little bit of success with respect to employer classification language. Fortunately, the ultimate resolution of that was just to have the Department of Labor adopt regulations that are common sense. They use the Internal Revenue Service code definitions
to determine what's in full-time versus independent contract.
Yeah, exactly. To determine who's an employee and who's an independent contractor. So the speaker held out really here for 8 days to try to get the AFL-CIO enforced program. Big labor was behind that the whole way, and that did not happen. But did cost the taxpayers $167,000 to have the legislators hang around here for eight extra days.
At what point in the negotiations, because we had sort of the breakdown, did you realize that, hey, we may get something done? What happened?
Well, I think a couple of hours ago, around 8 o'clock this evening, the Senate finally did what it needed to do, and that is to say we can't do anything else. Here it is, and here's a conference committee report that has these elements in it, and that with the clock ticking here, honestly, with people from out of town not able to have rooms to stay in tonight because of the Big Ten championship, I think the speaker finally got the realization that he couldn't hold out any longer.
Anything not happen this issue you'd like to have seen? No, there are some issues that just didn't. Some things you did do, like ethics reform and tax caps, township government reform didn't happen. Anything you were very happy to see? Anything you wish you guys could have got to?
Well, all in all, we're counting this as a Republican victory in 2010. About 85% of our agenda that we announced at the start of the session has been enacted. From the tax caps to the delay in the premium increase for employers to not increasing taxes, not spending outside of our means, and the things that we set as metrics and criteria were greatly reached. A couple of areas that didn't happen. Redistricting reform was on our agenda. That was clearly not passed this year. And local government reform as well.
So,
23, Mr. Speaker, yes. Excuse me for a minute.
One real quick last question for you, Brian. Obviously, 2010, you know, it's a political year. You think you'll be Speaker next year?
Well, there's a lot of time between now and then. I can tell you that the mood of the public is to end some of the games playing that occurs here in the Indiana House. I think you see this year, you see victory on so many issues that we stood for because the voters support them as well. And honestly, the Democrat caucus would not have passed these had it not been such a hot election year, I'm sure. From the property tax caps to the delay in the unemployment or the unemployment compensation premiums, it just weren't things that they really wanted to have happen. But because the population wanted them, the voter wanted them, they have happened. So I think that bodes well for us in the fall. We have a great group of candidates, outstanding people from all walks of life, filling virtually every ballot position that's winnable in the state, and we're excited about it.
All right, Brian, thank you very much.